God will help us. Believe in that. He will help us. Trust Him that He'll help us.
What I'm going to read tonight or today from what I feel is basically the gospel encapsulated. Not one or two verses, just basically covers the gospel as it is. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7. Yeah, this right here, if you knew nothing more, this alone will be enough to let you know what's going on right here. Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David. And upon his kingdom. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for your word and your will and your way for those that have come. I pray that you touch every heart and every life and every soul by the presence and the power of God. And give us just exactly what we need. Hide me behind the cross. I realize, God, without you I am nothing. And without you, God, I can do nothing. So all that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to you. If I'm able at all to bless this people, it'll be because you touched these feeble lips of clay. And I pray that you will. And touch us and stir us today in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen. Amen.
I'd like to preach a little while this morning on this very simple thought. The cradle, the cross, and the crown. The cradle, the cross, and the crown. The first thing he said is, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Hallelujah. You know, it's hard. It is really hard to comprehend that the God of heaven became one drop of blood in the womb of a virgin. It's hard to believe that deity could be encapsulated in one drop of blood, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, Mary was conceived of a child having known no man. And that child that was born by natural birth was the Son of God. That child that was born come to give life. That child that was born separated time so that all of time looks to the Son of God. Or it looks back to the Son of God. I don't really think they could understand, as the shepherds or as the wise men saw his star in the east, and they began to follow that star, and they came to Jerusalem saying, we're looking for him who is born the King of the Jews. Oh, really? Herod thought he was the King of the Jews. It was quite a startling announcement to him that the King of the Jews had been born. And so he said, well, we'll go and find him. And let me know that when you find him, I may come and worship him. And we, of course, we know that was not true. He only desired to kill him. But we know that they followed the star until it rested over the house. And there they found the young child and give him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh and worshiped him and being warned of God. Went their own way, left and went to their own country, another way, being warned of God. We know that shepherds were on the hillside, keeping their flocks by night, when suddenly there appeared with them a host of angels, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to men, for born unto you this day in the city of David is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And they left their flocks, and with haste they came. And there they found the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Oh, great God of heaven. Joseph himself, amen, thought to put away Mary because he thought that she'd been unfaithful to him. Until an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, no, Joseph, don't put away your wife. This child that's born in her is holy. It's conceived of the Holy Ghost. It's the Son of God. Hallelujah. No, amen, the Jews said, he's a child of fornication. No, he was not the child of fornication. He was the Son of God. He was the Lamb of God. He ever was the everlasting Son of God. He was the sin destroyer. He was the Lamb. He was the light. He was the life of mankind, born in a manger, laid in a cradle there. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Great God of heaven, I want to preach to you this morning. Oh, it must have been hard, Brother Bruce, to comprehend as they looked in that little cradle and saw the little chubby hands of that little baby, to realize that those hands, woo, that they saw were the hands that in eternity had hung the stars on nothing. Ha! Those hands laying in that little cradle, that they were the hands that in eternity had weighed the mountains in scales, comprehend the dust in a measure, and held the oceans in the hollow of his hand. Great God, it was hard to imagine as they saw those little fingers of that little baby, that in eternity they were the fingers that traced back the rivers. Come on here now. My God, it was hard to imagine as they looked at those feet, that those feet in eternity had walked on the heavenly clouds, had walked on the wings of the wind, had walked on the stars, had walked on the golden streets of heaven. Amen. Had lived in the mansions made without hand. It was hard to imagine that those feet in eternity had walked with God, had walked in the garden. They were the feet of God. They were the feet of the Son of God. Amen. They walked among the stars and the sons of God and the angels. That's what they'd done in eternity. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. It was hard to imagine as they looked in that cradle and saw him in those eyes, that they were the eyes that in eternity had seen across the horizons, had seen Paul Everett Marti, had saved him as a child. They were the eyes that in eternity looked across and saw Roger Fulcher and said, I'll save him. They were the eyes that looked across eternity and saw Jason Newsom and said, I'm going to save him, redeem him. They were the eyes that saw Justin McDonald and said, I'll save him. Great God of heaven, the eyes that looked through the stars, the eyes that beheld the wonders of God, the eyes that were like a flame of fire, they were the eyes of God. Oh, hallelujah. It was hard to imagine as they looked in that cradle, as they looked in that little manger bed, and looked at those little hands, amen, and realized what they've done in eternity. And little could they realize that those little chubby hands, in time, my God, would cool the fevered brow. That those hands, in time, would raise the dead. Come on here now. Woo! They were the hands, my God, that would still the storms. They were the hands that would lift the cripple. They were the hands that would rebuke the disease. My God, open blinded eyes and stop the deaf ears. They were the hands, and the hands of God is what they were. No, they couldn't understand that they were the hands. Them little hands in that cradle were going to be the hands, my God, that were going to lift the load of sin. They couldn't understand as Mary looked in that cross, in that cradle. Amen. Remember the words of Simeon who said, amen, a sword, amen, shall pierce thy side. Oh, she couldn't understand, Brother Roger, that little baby laying in the manger, the Son of God. She knew she had not known a man. She knew it was a supernatural birth. If anybody in this world knew it, Mary knew it. Hello? I said, if anybody in this world knew it, Mary knew it. Well, little sister, could she comprehend that child that she loved,
That child that was born, that child that she nourished and carried, amen, little could she realize that one day they would take those hands and nail them to a cross. Those feet that would walk on the water, those feet that would walk the shores of Galilee. My God, and everywhere when he was doing good. My God, as that baby made that first little cry, little did she realize that would be the voice that would command the demons to come out. That was the voice that would speak to the dead to live again. That was the voice that would speak to the winds, lie down, and then lie down. That was the voice that would speak words of life, and words of liberty, and words of joy, and words of hope, and words of strength. Little did she realize, as she heard that baby cry, in that cradle, that was the voice of God. I said that was the voice of God that she heard for the first time. The reason why that so many missed it, and they missed that first coming, because they didn't see him coming in a cradle. They didn't see him coming in a crib. No, they were waiting, the Jews were waiting for the Messiah to just drop down out of the sky to defeat Rome and the armies of Rome and set up the Jewish kingdom. But they missed this verse right here, Brother Roger. They missed this voice right here. For unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. But I want to tell you something here now. Whether you know it or not, he was the Son of God. Whether you believe it or not, he was not just another child. He was not just another baby. He was not just another child that dotted the pages of history. It was the Son. I said it was the Son. I said it was the Son of the Most High God. Born in a manger bed, but the Son of God and the Son of Righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Woo! Oh, yeah. They missed it. Because he came in a cradle. He didn't come with a crown. He didn't come with a sword. He didn't come as a lawyer. He didn't come as a politician. He didn't come as a doctor. He didn't come as a physician. He didn't come as a world ruler. He didn't come riding in. That's going to happen. But he didn't come. He came as a child. And they missed it all. Because he simply came as a child. Hallelujah. Woo! But my God. I said, my God. Oh my. It would have been something to have been there and have felt the glow. Oh, glory to God. It would have been something. It had to have been something to have been there and knelt at that little manger bed. It would have been great to have heard the angels say, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace and goodwill toward men. What a time to rejoice. What a time to shout. Our shadows are put away. The darkness is going to be dispelled. The veil of the temple is going to be rent. The sins of mankind are going to be banished. There's going to be life. It's going to be liberty. It's all going to start right here at the cradle. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Oh, yeah. It won't be long. It'll be Christmas time. They'll have Santa Claus on everywhere you can find him. They'll have tinsel and wrapping and toys and trinkets. Amen. And everyone will hustle and bustle. Well, they'll forget all about the baby in the cradle. They'll forget all about what the birthday's about. They'll forget all about what Christmas is all about. While the Muslims are rioting and chanting for Mohammed and just so upset because someone offended their prophet who died and went to hell. You heard what I said. I said he died and went to hell. Are y'all still here now and offended because of some supposed film? They could put they could have a picture of a painting of the crucifix in urine that don't seem to bother them. That's okay. Well, let me tell you something. It don't make any difference what men think. I want to tell you the babe at Bethlehem is the Son of God. The babe at Bethlehem is the life giver. The babe of Bethlehem came to bring life and liberty and salvation to a world lost without hope. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Hey! We need to gather at that cradle. I said we need to gather at that cradle and take another look. Woo, hallelujah. And say, let me touch them hands. Oh, let me touch those hands. Let me touch those feet that walked on the shores of heaven. My God, let me touch those hands that opened blinded eyes and stopped their fears. Held the mountains in scales. Weighed them in scales. Comprehended the dust through the stars. Great God of heaven, let me gather at the cradle and see the majesty of God in just a child. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Why a child? Why a son? Why is a son given to us? Because before then, if you study the law of Moses, the great, God was high. He was so mighty that the Bible said no man has ever looked at God and lived. No man has ever seen God and lived. When Moses said, let me see thy glory. And God said, Moses, no man can see my glory and live. But he said, get back here in the rock and I'll hide you. And as God went by, he held his hand over the rock. And when he went by, he let Moses just see his hind depart. And when Moses came off the mountain, his face was so shining with the glory of God that the people said, we can't bear to look at it. Give us a veil. We can't bear to look at it. Woo! My God. And so God has been high and majestic and holy and beyond all and above all. And I want to tell you, he is high and he's holy and he's majestic and he's gracious and he's mighty and he's got all power and he's got all majesty. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of glory. He's the Lamb. He's the Life. He's your Redeemer. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Woo! But we missed the cradle. I said we missed the cradle. And the world's still missing the cradle. Well, they're singing Santa Claus is coming to town. Amen. I'll tell you, Jesus has already come to town. Somebody help me preach. Woo! I said, while they're singing Santa Claus is coming to town, Jesus has already come to town. Amen. Santa Claus can't bring you nothing. Amen. They say he's going to bring gifts. He ain't never brought me nothing. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus brought gifts. And he brought life. And he brought light. And he brought salvation. And he brought redemption. You want to talk about the Santa Claus? I'll tell you, Jesus is the true Santa Claus. He's the giver. He's the lover. He's the life. He come to give you gifts of life and redemption. And it all started at the cradle. Hallelujah. Oh, no doubt if he would have come with 10,000 of angels, even probably the Jews and everyone else would have fallen. But when they saw just a babe, when they saw little chubby hands, when they saw little chubby feet, oh, this is just another child. Oh, no, 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 no. No, this is not just another child. This is not just another son. This is the child of heaven. This is the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let us marvel. Let us bow. Let us bring gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let us bring our lives. Let us bring our hearts. Let us bring our thanksgiving. Let us bring our love. Let us bring our praise. Let us bring our adoration as we bow up on the cross of the Son of the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. I can preach a little more if it's all right. Woo! Oh, glory, glory, glory. I'm telling you, that cradle, that child, that son, oh, my God, that they missed. Oh, what a mistake. They suffered, 6 million that died at the hands of Hitler. I think it was 6 million, wasn't it? Something like that. And all, you know what they said? They said, because let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Why is that? Because they didn't recognize him. If they had understood at the cradle he was the Christ, they could have worshipped him. But they missed the cradle. And that's why he had to go to the cross. I said they missed the cradle. And that's why he went to the cross. That's why they crucified. That's not why he went to the cross. But that's why they crucified him, because they missed the cradle. Right. Moving on here. 30 years in obscurity. We get one little glimpse at 12. They go to the temple. He's left there debating. Amen. The scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. His mother and father, they turn around and run back. Oh, don't you know, Jesus, we've searched frantically for you. And he said, wish you not that it be up and about my Father. That's the only thing we get. Don't you know it had to be about my Father's business? Oh, glory. At the age of 12, amen, the cradle had been transformed. At the age of 12, he said, I'm on a mission. Come on here. I've got something I've got to do. I've got a job. Come on now. I've got sick to heal. I've got dead to raise. I've got a cross I've got to go to. I've got life I've got to give to mankind. Hey, somebody, he understood it. And then at the age of 30, he starts that earthly ministry. Oh, glory. I said he starts that earthly ministry. Oh, glory. And all of a sudden, from the lips of the carpenter's son, hallelujah, I said, from the lips of the carpenter's son, begin to pour forth the words of mercy. He starts in the temple, opens the book. They give to him the book of Isaiah. And he begins to read, where the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Deliverance to the captive. Open of eyes to the blind. Come on here now. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what he said. And then guess what he said? The Bible said, then he went and sat down in the chair. Hallelujah. And every Jewish synagogue had a chair that nobody sat in. Nobody. That seat was reserved for the Messiah. And Jesus laid down the book and he went and he sat down in the seat of the Messiah. And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Woo! Well, great God. Oh, glory. You missed the cradle. Hallelujah. But instead, I'm here to tell you, I am the Messiah. I am the Son of God. I'm the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. I am the Messiah. I am the life. I'm the one that is to come. This day, this message is fulfilled in your eyes. Oh, glory. But the Bible said they sought to stone him. And they ran him to the cliff and were going to push him off. But he escaped because it wasn't his time to die yet. Oh, glory. They missed the cradle. And therefore they missed the Messiah. They missed the miracles. They missed the message. They missed the deliverance. They missed the power. They missed the Messiah because they missed it at the cradle. Hallelujah. And so, he went about for 3.5 years doing his Father's business, preaching of the kingdom, preaching, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the hungry, huh? Blessed are the pure in heart. Ah, come on here now. He began to preach to them. Everywhere he went, he healed the sick. He never attended a funeral that he didn't break up. Oh, y'all still here now? My God, he never met a sick person that he could not heal. He never faced a storm he couldn't still. He come on here now. He never met a demoniac that he could not deliver. Why? He was the Son of God. Why? All power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. He was the Son of the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. But as he labored, and as he healed, and as he walked, and as he talked, he had a weight on him. It was the weight of the cross. He understood he was born to die. Oh, yes. I said he understood he came to die. He understood that he had a cross that he had to face. He understood, Brother Roger Fulcher, that he was going to die for the sins of mankind. He understood that the cradle was only the beginning to the cross. And as he labored and as he walked with a cross on him. And he talked about the cross. And he talked about dying. And he talked about liberating man. And so when they led him out Gethsemane, and they spit on him, and they mock him, and they beat him, and they led him out to Golgotha and hung him on a cross. No, it didn't catch him by surprise. No, it was no mere accident. No, God was not asleep. No, God had forgot. No, the angel, no. That was not the problem. He knew he was born to die. He knew he was born for the cross. He knew he had to die to redeem you and redeem me. And so from the cradle, he looked forward to the cross. Hallelujah. Psalm, he was born to die. A cruel cross to bear. Born to die so that you and I his love might share. Born to die up on a rugged tree, born to die so that you and I could go free. He died for Jason Newsom. He died for Bruce Gordon. He died for Jerry Lee Mills. He died for Roger Folger. He died for Roger Jenkins. He died for Mike Jenkins. He died for Buster. He died for Curtis. Do you hear me? He died for me because I was lost. He came as a child, but he died on a cross so that I could live, so that I could have life, so that I could have liberty, so my sins could be washed away. He labored with the cross.
Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Oh, my God. To think that one so mighty, one altogether lovely, one the Bible said it was the bright and the morning star, the one that said he was the mighty counselor, the everlasting father, the prince of peace. Oh, come on here now. The fact that the one who was the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd, the fact that the one who was the lily of my valley, my God, the fact of the one who was my light, who was my water, who was my bread, who was my strength, who was my breath, the fact that he that was born would have to die on the cross, but my sins put him there. Your sins put him there. My sins nailed him to a cross. Your sins nailed him to a cross, and he died so that you could be saved.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I was there at the cradle. I said I was there at the cradle, but I tell you what, I have been to the cross. Whoa. I was there when he was born. But I've been to the cross. I've been saved. I've been washed. I've been redeemed. Can anybody say amen? I said, can anybody say amen? Have you been to the cross? Have you been redeemed? Have you been washed? Have you been sanctified? Have you been justified by the blood of the Lamb of the Most High God?
The Bible said that you will call him Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Oh, you're not hearing me, are you? Emmanuel, God with us. Woo! You mean the God, yes, the God of heaven. You can touch him. He's touched by the feeling of your infirmities. He's been tested in all points like as we, and yet without sin. You say, I can't make it. The Bible said that's not true. Because the Bible said he was tested at all points like as we, and yet without. What he said, Jason, is I made it. And I made it possible that you can make it. Ah, somebody help me. Emmanuel, God with us. How am I going to make it? Get God with you. How am I going to stop my sinning, preacher? Get God with you. Somebody help me preach. Woo! You know why you live with the Holy Mother, Justin? You've got God living with you. Emmanuel lives down inside. You went to the cross, and Emmanuel took up residence and broke the sin and broke the habits and made a new creature. My God, thank God for God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the cradle. Hallelujah.
As the Son of Man, as the Son of Man, after 40 days of fasting, he said, I hunger. But as the Son of God, he said, I'm the bread of life. Woo! On the cross, he cried, I thirst, as the Son of Man. But as the Son of God, he told the lady at the well, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of this water I give you, it'll be in you a well, springing up the everlasting. Why? Because I am the water of life. I'm the bread of life. I'm the water of life. Oh, great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
as the Son of Man, He fell asleep on the boat because He was weary and tired. But as the Son of God, He stood out on the boat and He said, "Storm, be muzzled! Peace be still," which means storm, be muzzled. My God, the white caps laid down like little purring kittens at the voice of the Son of God. Oh, as the Son of Man, He said, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head." But as the Son of God, He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." Hallelujah. As the Son of God, He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. As the Son of Man, He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. But as the Son of God, He said, "Lazarus, come forth." I want to tell you something. He was Emmanuel. He was God with us. Oh, hallelujah. He was more than just another baby. He was more than just another child. He was more than just the son of Joseph. He was the Son of God. He was the Son of righteousness. He was the Redeemer. He was the Lamb. He was the life. Hallelujah. Or I'm going to shut up. Revelation 19, verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns, and it had a name written that no man knew but He Himself. Brother Roger, it started with a cradle. He died on a cross, but He's coming back with a crown. Not just a crown, but on His head was many crowns. Woo! I said He's coming back as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, with a vesture dipped in blood, and a sharp sword going out of His mouth. And He's going to rule the nations with a rod of iron. Woo! Hallelujah. And the scepter that He refused at the hand of Satan, and the kingdom that he refused at the hand of Satan, one day they will say the kingdoms of this world are the kingdoms of our God and of the Lamb. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, I said, somebody say hallelujah. They are the kingdom of our God and of the Lamb, of the Son. Hallelujah. He's going to wear a crown. I said He's going to wear a crown. He's going to be a ruler. He's going to rule in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And the nations will bow. And every tongue's going to bow. And every tongue's going to confess the cradle, the cross, and the crown. Hallelujah. Getting ready to have an election in America. And I think we'll let us know whether we're Jesus is fixing to come, or we may have a few more years. I don't know. I think this election is going to decide whether we're going to be a socialist state. We're going to be a God-hating country. Whether we're going to bless the homosexuals and the lesbians and all the same-sex marriages and all that cursed stuff. Hello? Everything morally that I'm against, our president is for. And that's my problem with him. Hello? But I want to... Well, forget that. I ain't even worried with that. It ain't worth talking about. Let me move on here. But what I want to tell you is this. Here's what I want to tell you. There's not going to be any vote on whether or not he's going to be the King of Kings. There's not going to be any campaigns run. No television ads or no sign set up in the front yard. Whew. He's coming back. And he's going to rule. I said he's coming back and he's going to rule. And he's going to reign. And of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. And of peace, and of joy, and of rest.
hallelujah, and the lamb's going to lay down by the lion. Somebody say hallelujah, and there'll be no more sin, and there'll be no more murder, and there'll be no more drugs, and there'll be no more alcohol, and there'll be no more sickness, and there'll be no more graveyards. Somebody say hallelujah, because the king, I said the king is going to rule, and the king is going to reign, the king of many crowns. Can you stand to your feet and raise your hands this morning? I tell you, lift your hands and begin to worship Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. I said glory. Glory. I get so tired of hearing promises. We're going to do this, and we're going to do that. We're going to give you this, we're going to give you that. You understand, folks? I'm tired of that nonsense. And oh, Lord, I'm keeping the promises. But I'm going to tell you, when He comes back, He's going to keep His promise. Hallelujah. I said He's going to keep His promise. And there will be peace. And there will be joy. And there will be rest. And there will be life. And there will be righteousness. Oh, come on here now. You say, preacher man, I want to go to heaven. Well, let me make sure you want to go. Let's make sure you want to go. Do you believe in holiness? Well, I don't know about that. Well, you may not want to go. They're going to put it on the horse and bridles. Holiness unto the Lord. They're going to write it on the pots and pans. Holiness unto the Lord. The angels are singing, holy! 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 Thank God of heaven, He's holy! He's a holy God! It's a holy heaven! It's holy angels! It's a holy Bible! Are you ready? I said, are you ready for the King? He's coming back and He's holy! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven as a bride adorned for groom. And in it dwelleth righteousness, and there's no more sea, and there's no more night. And the Lamb of God is the light of that city. Oh, hallelujah. And the undefiled shall not walk therein. They won't be spitting tobacco juice on the streets of gold, snuffing out cigarette butts on the streets of gold, slopping beer and wine and liquor on the streets of gold. Are y'all still here now? Woo! Hey! Somebody say hallelujah! It's a holy place, and the King of Kings is coming. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? If you're going to be in the kingdom, you've got to go to the cross. You've got to go to You've got to realize He was the Son of God. That's what the cradle's all about. You've got to understand it was the Son of God. Then you've got to understand He died for you. And then you too. You too. He's going to crown you with life. We're going to rule and reign with Him forever. The crown. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your people. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for that cross. Thank You, God, for the cradle where You came to die for mankind. And oh, God, I look forward to the day when You shall come back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of all glory. Lord, if there's anyone here today that's not ready, that has not been to the cross, that has not forsaken their sins, that have not asked You to come in their hearts, I pray, God, this morning that they would kneel at the cross and say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me and save me from my sins so that they may gather around the crown and around the throne of God. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Are you here this morning?